At just 14 years old, Sembaren was one of the youngest prisoners in the Heilfing camp. 2 months after the liquidation of the camp, he witnessed the liberation in Bergen-Belsen. By then, he was 15 years old and completely alone. His family had been entirely wiped out. He was truly the only survivor. In Auschwitz, his mother Liba, his sister Feige, and his younger brother Leopold had already been murdered. When Sembaren was transferred from there to Stutthof and then shortly after to Heilfingen, his father and older brother were still with him. It was in the Heilfingen camp that the brothers lost their father Isaac. Weakened by hard labor and repeated beatings by the Kapo Abram Stutman, he simply could not go on. From Dautmering, where the two brothers were taken next, the older brother was to be sent to Bergen-Belsen. Against all advice, Sembaren insisted on being allowed to accompany him. He wanted to stay together. But his brother Berko died in the notorious camp, where over 50,000 concentration camp prisoners lost their lives. 65 years later, when the Heilfing-Talfing concentration camp memorial was opened in 2010, Sembaren didn't really want to return to Germany. He was already an old, frail man. And yet, he endured the hardships of the journey from Lyndhurst, Ohio, because he had to. In an interview with Johannes Kuhn during the opening events in Heilfingen, he described his feelings in the newly inaugurated documentation room.
It's a feeling for me that it's a closure for me. I know that is the end. Yes, my father is here. He lays here. And that's what I'm here for. Because I would not come any other way. Not because of Germany, because I'm very ill. It was a very rough trip for me. I did it because I had to do it. Because my father, I loved him dearly. We were friends, not only a father, we were friends.
1 year later, Sembaren traveled once more to Heilfingen to place a gravestone for his father. His wife Tova, his son Eric, and his granddaughter Elise attended the ceremony at the cemetery. The stone bears the inscription, Isaac Abramovitz, 1898 till 1945. In loving memory of his family, beloved wife Liba, sons Berko and Leopold, daughter Feige, rest in peace, my dear father. You were loved and respected by all and will be forever missed. Your loving son, Sembaren.